Chapter 62, coming at you like a noose. Coming at you like a noose, a carnival of ringtones. Exoskeleton for dinner. The cold rains. The flooding in Kansas. It took out the bridge. Stand shivering. My car has dissolved. So cold in the rain. So many miles to walk. And I'm broke, you know, where to go? The cicadas sing to show me the way like strings at the end of the day. I approach through crunching leaves. The fall begins. The cicadas sing and show me the way. Like those dreams at the end of the day. Fireproof through crispy leaves, can you hide there? Fireproof through crispy leaves, you can hide there. Syringes for the Crimson King. I slip into that crazy masked festival with my dick out, blowing smoke in the faces of the Christian protesters who don't like the paganistic, polytheistic, mystic frolic in the wooded areas. So we killed a whole fucking neighborhood. They had to go. All of these people were assholes. They had to go. Bury them all in one big map. And we're done with it. We got an empty little neighborhood, ready for the good folks to move in. And make the scream now. We will win. We start a new day wearing underwear made out of compressed mayonnaise. So light it up. A new office goes and plays. Form-fitting within 30 days of the movie, the full movie Ray play, with at least the new and the new burden, as I like your ass aftermath. So I wore my underwear made of mayonnaise for 3 days. It got oxidated, began to crack away, little flakes of powder falling down my pants legs. Time to press together another one in the sunlight. Press together with my mold that forms the same underwear with every little press. Digital press sets off the dogs of the neighborhood barking, annoying with each press of my name into my underwear dress. Vaseline keeps me clean, that's the price I pay. Awful roads, stand-up shrouds, gritty biscuits in the unknown basement. Little wiggles beside the cow. The cows by the couch, so loud. And they were smoking lots of hands and eating baskets. The cow wanders into the kitchen and grazes on the grass that we have grown on the floor, lit by skylight, you know? It's already that way. Vaseline keeps my spiritual meme. It keeps the glaze, keeps the day turning, keeps the butter burning, keeps the new day from folding my spray, it keeps my mayonnaise all over the place. You probably got some flakes on your face. Here's my banner, make this your answer when I prance about with antlers on and scream, "Death to the Great Alarm!" And those funksters down the street with their deep and bumping, consistent, persistent thieves. They're really charming. They'll be yelling, "Death to the Great Alarm, Death to the Great Alarm, Death to the Great Alarm, Deaths the Great Alarm, Deaths of the Great Alarm for the Great One." In the beginning, the universe was nothing but a long, endless, flat plain. How many boys are singing nothingness? There's nothing at all here besides the ever-shifting and prism energy. If you look at it just right, you can see it shines, pure pleasure, pure white light. Great stuff to feed on if you are larval. The larval gods, as they get older, they become more human-like, a human-beast hybrid-like. But for now, they look like mini-armed worms with suction cups and random stranger appendages. They float and crest and shudder in the blackness of the void. They cross the endless blank sea, eating the energies as they go shifting out a swirl of matter that can be transformed into any sort of object. The spider god, it came along to feed. And it's got a great long chase to catch these little guys over several light years. And it was tiring. Keep Spider God strong kept him going, but he began weaving a great celestial web of the electric blue fabric of time-space. His web catches the little god guys. He can scoop them up and sup. They scream and shake the universe, trapped in electric blue webbing and getting themselves more and more entangled until the spider god comes to feed on them. Dry husks float across space. Feed the spider god, lord of dreams. Chapter 63, Tit Dresses, Dick Shorts. Back in a haze of hot summer days, wow, she used to get naked in her yard. Totally naked in a old rusty bronze brass bath. It had to weigh 400 pounds. The bath was constructed in the late 1800s, very good quality. And she was in very good shape. I could just see her now, all brown and dipping into the water that she bathed in through hot sun. Fuck if I could still talk to her beside her in her front yard bath. As you bathe, your nipples are showing through the water. So wanted to touch them, feel their texture, your warm skin, and I long for it now. That front yard bath, it still haunts my dreams. I slip into that masked festival and laugh at the crazy dude dressed like a giraffe with an oversized dick. Ha 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 ha, you must be proud. Such a real party going on because so many naked people wearing masks and personal parts sticking out. Tit dresses, dick shorts, a pouting camel toe. It's all part of the festival dance, and it's been going on longer than I've been here, and the air is dented with the scent of beer. The occasional puff of green smoke. Celebration that goes on for a week. I'm in it. I'm completely naked except tennis shoes, and I'm wearing a wooden beak. We start the new day wearing underwear made out of dry and compressed mayonnaise. Southberry Fields. Nothing is real. Very freely. From the shelter belt, we climb into spring. From the shelter belt, we climb into spring. Phonograph records playing in the snow. Mummy porn star maps the times alone before the storm. Settling on the bus that we began with. Living in a burnt out room in a dead forest. Paying the rent in female chunks and testicle bumps. Having no allotment of the enjoyment. The crickets in my theme song as I go along. There's an antler mask on me and I got chalk on my dick. How's that, motherfuckers? You got a campfire on the roof and I'm cooking marshmallows that I caught in the wild. How about that, my little child? Chapter 64, Strap It On Like a Fake Beacon. Can you frost like this? The midnight bliss, the golden shower piss, the flower devour the resounding sourness of our blessings. Can you shoulder this? Stutter. Boneless kit moisture in a dress, spongy apocalypse, meth apocalypse. The cattle of festering boils, the toils, the homemade tea factory, the tumbleweeds that we need so. Unfurnished tacos in the storm. A labyrinth of clever masks, carved from living trees. A pumpkin mask on everyone. We can't tell ourselves apart, and I don't know who I am now. Somebody in a pumpkin mask, that's for sure. dance of the soldier snake, tinfoil hiss of the metallic cake, bundle horn of thick plastic bucket chard, layers announce tonight's bloody raid. Drunken revelry, yells, and people on the side get raped. A new day, the new lady right-wing hate machine, the Nazi go, you know, you know, you know. Jism comes to good use upon the tattoo. You make it turn blue. You come on the tattoo and make it go away. Listen to the heart, the shuttle. Going we go far to this custom. You brought some brotherhood bacon. Strap it on like a fake beacon. Shoe on the freaks unique with these grams. Foster your holster all over this land. It's a popcorn creation, it's a diva devastation, it's a micro urination in our plans. This yellow brick road, follow it. Do you want onions unknown rolling out tails of your bladder matters and everything beyond this one for forlorn and showering with you? I like your perfume, gets me in that mood, and I'm going to do the world, nubile lips of licking salt, saffron hips of the extended thought. This is the brand new dance we did when we were Neanderthals. You review it, that, don't you? I certainly do. You know, it goes like this, and it goes like that. Bump, shake, convulse, and scream like that. Babies, yeah. And I hold hands with a big dick moist tongue, and you know, you grab that roar, be on the floor convulsing, and you go like a goddamn Neanderthal. Back to the prime of the beautiful pre-language jungle. Walk about on wizard stilts. We got that endless bass thumping music with occasional flutes and lutes from turntables of tough guys. We got very specifically the smoke, now you're goddamn going broke now. Marching naked under the blood moon, and the fresh breeze is a little cool on the skin. If it wasn't for those naked girls out, I'd be cold now. The blood moon, it don't come very often. Here we are wearing nothing, and it's a celebration with a bit of liquor. Talks of occasion and a canvas stare, the vapors of the fragrant air that makes us be on the caring of the veil. Precision your good answer mask, today day, and have them while wandering the shelter belts. Some have capes of turkey feathers, yes. Some have jack-o'-lantern masks adorning their heads, freshly carved. That's alright too, because the face is always fresh, so it can be closed now in a ceremony. And all those cakes, and all this time, and nothing is funny now. To the altar of the stars, death sacrifice, our regrets at the altar of the stars, in this field by a campfire. Chapter 65. Fog from bagpipes in a misty long field bordered by green tall trees. Waves of tradition beyond our superstition and down. Watching the witch wig shake it. Land of cakes anointed. So when the fans of the half-naked band come up with a plan and it's jam in the grand caravan. Waves of tradition beyond humidity. It will get me. It's like stranglehold fog way down, choke you out. Humidity is the drought. A energy trout to say splinter need in our colonnade. It's nice cyanide projected with a missile at our enemy. Humidity is too much for me. I don't like it, don't care for it. Ride a bike over it, sew a bear to it. Fog from bagpipes in a misty long field bordered by green tall trees. I like knees of lightning. Smoke the song in the matter of waves of tradition. And this plan would allow my cock in her mouth. Just put it in all to the hilt, and she sucks it, works it around her mouth. And she's so pretty. Her neck muscles are sticking out as she works me. She's working me. I'm thinking she's good, and she's pretty, and she's sucking it. I'm liking to fit my hands on her tits. She takes care of my bear now. I pull it out and let a friend get a mouth, and I'm watching his dick as it goes in and out of her mouth. To have heads exposed is kind of erotic, you know, watching your friend get a blow, you know? Something about watching a surrogate penis get some mouth to make it pleasure and share a blowjob were on it. And I want it all. Drunk in the night, it was really dark and I got completely lost. I think I took a few off-world turns and ended up in this really wonderful flower garden that went on and on. It must have been over a mile long, all these twisty paths, the field of artificial fields and bubbling crystal fountains. And there must have been at least 50 wind chimes, always different tones. Somehow these glass and crystal cones impact bright and clear, pounding out these lovely melodies. Fall to your knees, that's how much these harmonics please. Wandering through the garden with a hard dick. Some roses and noble flowers that only bloom in full moonlight once a year for a week. Big, broad, pink flowers like waving hands. Dark purple wonders that curl up if you touch them. Scents that make you drunk. Scents that make you love. Scent flower perfumes that make you sleep. Flower perfumes that make you swoon. Flower perfume seduce, you attract, and next year, walking more brightness long and moist night, walking past grape / strawberry hybrid bushes with fist-sized berries. Finally, I left the garden suicide, and the weather got schooled tonight. And pleasant, I had to walk faster, more breast cute, get comfortable, body heat going on, walking in this night and the dogs are awake and I'm doing things that nobody else does. Threatening and yapping and barking voices telling me to stay the fuck out of their territory. They will get me. And I'm not even there, of course. They're a little bit confused about where the borders are.